Local journalist Maseko Konde says the firing came from the Alpha Yaya camp. He said shots were fired throughout Conakry and its suburbs as well, as youths tried to take to the streets midday. The journalist says presidential security units also ransacked Radio FM Liberté in Conakry, which had been broadcasting a talk show airing angry calls demanding the president's resignation. International radio stations are also off the air. The presidential guard led by President Alassane Conte's own son has been in charge of securing downtown Conakry in recent days. Earlier, the local radio FM Liberté broadcast a statement from the president of Guinea's National Assembly calling for negotiations. The violence closely follows a meeting between security forces and President Conte late Sunday. Guinean journalists say some army leaders disagreed with the ongoing repression of the protests. A nationwide strike suspended for a few weeks also resumed Monday. Union leaders say President Conte had named an ally to become prime minister, going against the spirit of an earlier agreement calling for a prime minister of wide consensus. Eugene Camara, the former minister of presidential affairs, was named prime minister on Friday. Union leaders are now calling for Mr. Conte's resignation. Human Rights West African activist Ibrahim Khan doubts authorities will go along with that idea. He also believes harsh repression of the protests will continue.
In Guinea, respect for human life is nothing. In Guinea, a leader can do what he wants without any consequences. And they believe that, this position was given to him by God, and God is the only person who can take it from him. And I think what they don't realize, when I say they, it's not only Conte, but it's also the ruling party, those who are supporting him.
Mr. Conte has been in power since a coup in 1984, despite his deteriorating health. The latest strike action was initiated after he unilaterally freed two of his closest allies who had been put in jail as part of a corruption probe. Nico Columbans, VOA News, Dakar.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。